did you, the phone call we got earlier today, I wanted to bring this up. How many, do we listen when they say Coach Stefanski, if someone calls him Coach Stefanski, does that matter? Like, in high school, that matters, right? In high school, I think, like, people call him Kevin Stefanski. I don't know if I've ever noticed a player say coach or head coach. That was actually a phone call this morning.
Can I sum up Kevin Stefanski thoughts here from our lovely listeners who call, and we thank you for doing that?
The ones that call don't like him, I'll tell you that. That's what it feels like.
Here's this. He's really good. He's a terrific offensive coach. He stinks. He's the worst play caller of all time. He didn't win the playoff game. Kevin got to the playoffs. Kevin's the two-time coach of the year. He's not the coach of the year. They just gave it to him. That sums up most days, doesn't it?
Yeah, that would be every phone call.
Okay.
So if you have both sides of the spectrum, that means you're winning. You're probably being successful.
Andy, I think the guy can coach. I think he's a good NFL coach. And I trust my eyes on that. What I trust more than that is this. Every time we get a football guy on the show,
like they love him.
Like Mike Martz.
Yeah.
They love him. And they think he's good. And we've had more than a few people say, you know, if the Browns moved on from him, he'd have a job in no time. And not a coordinator's job, a head coaching job. I think that's interesting. And I have a lot of respect for Mike Martz, the former head coach of the Rams and longtime offensive coordinator. Mike thinks he's a terrific play caller and a terrific coach. I think, okay, that should tell us something.
We haven't really had a chance to talk about the offensive line. And you talk about who you want to see play this week. Joel Bitonio does not need to step on the field. Ethan Posick does not need to step on the field. Wyatt Teller does not need to step on the field. Jack Conklin does not need to step on the field.
Wait a minute. So you're going to put your quarterbacks out there without
I know.
Any
that's the, pro- that's
nice
the problem
job,
I have.
Andy.
If you're going to run
your,
if you're going to run Pickett or Flacco, you need those guys. Let me say this. Would I like to see them go one series and out? Yeah, that'd be it. Get in, get out, stay healthy, let's go. That's exactly what I would like to see. But if they don't play any of those, if they don't play four out of the five, like DeJuan Jones, I think he's still young enough, I want to see him play. And you've got Zach Zinter, you've got Luke Whippler, you've got Jenkins, you've got Lucas, you've got other guys that can step in and play on the line in a preseason game.
Yeah, that's your thought is... Your thought, I think, is good. But you said you'd like to see him get out there for a series.
One series, hey, out.
But then let me throw this at you.
If somebody gets hurt?
No, if you're just going to throw him out there for one series, what does that do for you? What's it do for them? It's not like they haven't played a lot of football.
Well, if it's Kenny Pickett that's starting, it gives you a chance for more cohesion with a quarterback they haven't had a real game with. Most of those guys know Joe, right?
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't have a huge problem with that. But, why wouldn't we want to get them one rep? Go down the field, get off.
Because they don't need one rep.
There's still something to be said for getting under the lights.
Those guys will have practiced all week against Carolina.
What are they, one joint practice?
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
So. Are you concerned about the age? Are you concerned about what this offensive line could look like?
What I'm concerned about is this. I think the Browns have a really good offensive line if they're healthy. Keep them healthy. And I don't, you know, that's where I think the coaching staff's going to have to make a real decision. You're going to get that guy, you're going to get those guys out there and let them go? You know, I mean, come on, Jack Conklin, unfortunately, as injury prone, I guess is the only way to describe it, as Jack has been in his career, you kind of want to limit his exposure, don't you?
Yes.
So yeah, I would err on the side of not playing the offensive lineman at all. But does that give you a good look at...
Are you playing DeJuan Jones? Let me ask you that.
Probably not, given his recent injury history. Those guys are going to do their work on Wednesday when they have the joint practice with Carolina.
What's your concern level with the offensive line?
None when it comes to ability. A lot when it comes to health. I do think they added some guys, though, who can really step in and help. They went out and signed some big veterans to fill in the tackle if they need be. which is a good idea, considering your, you know, your fingers crossed on DeWand making that next step up and becoming a really good left tackle, and that Jack stays healthy on the right side. And that's fair, Andy. That's nothing but fair.
Pressure on Whipler this year. Pressure on Zinter this year. You've got two guys that you drafted as backups.
As backups to become starters.
At some point.
Yeah.
So this will be...
Zinter needs to make a step up. Zach didn't have the best of rookie seasons. So it would be nice if he's out.
He was coming off injury, though, too. I mean, from the year before.
Exactly. And what do they say about injury?
Usually give it a year.
Yeah. So fingers crossed that if he has to play, he's improved.
All right. Let me cross over to the other side of the ball here, too. So, and I'm assuming you're crossing over. What other area of concern do you have then on this team? So we looked at wide receivers.
Corner. Yeah.
And there was talk that maybe Newsom was back today.
Yeah. You know, we lost Martin Emerson for the year, and then Greg hurts his shoulder. And you're assuming, I think Greg moves to the outside. And this is Greg's opportunity here, Andy. You know, you hate to see it come at the expense of another player's injury, but Greg's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. And outside corners usually make more money than inside corners. You know, corner playing in the slot. So Greg's going to move to the outside, I would assume, and have a chance to put together a big season and then put together a big contract at the end of the year because corners get paid. So I'm hoping he's healthy. If he's not healthy, Andy, if there's something wrong with Greg with his shoulder or if he gets hurt during the year, I think you're a little light at corner. I think you're a little light all the way around at a lot of positions.
When you look at the roster, like I'm more intrigued with that defensive line than I am anything else on this team right now.
And what makes a corner better? Less time for the quarterback to throw.
With a good defensive line, yeah.
Good defensive line, yeah. I can't wait to see Mason Graham.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
I want to see him with Malik Collins.
I do too. I
want to see if Alex Wright's back and good to go. Alex seemed to be coming on a little bit, and then he got hurt.
I mean, Isaiah McGuire is going to get plenty of time,
sure.
too.
He should.
But if you're an offensive coordinator looking at the Browns' defensive line, you're probably going towards. You're going towards the left side. You're going towards McGuire. Although they flip it up all the time where Garrett will start, maybe ends up on the left side or starts on the right side. I love when they do that. That you just don't hold a guy to the same spot the whole game and you keep him moving. So when you look at what's the strongest, so rather than looking at it as I'm concerned about the age of the offensive line, what is Browns football this year? Like, what is their steadfast, this is going to work, and I feel like this, if they're going to win, it's because of this. And it's hard not to look at the defensive line. By the way, I do not want to see Miles this week. He's the one guy, I don't need to see him play.
We don't need to see him at all in the preseason.
Not at all. He can stand on the sidelines with a baseball cap
can
on.
Your question you asked, can I get back to you on August 27th? October 27th.
About what part is the best part, or what defines this team?
Yeah, can I wait?
Well,
till the bye week.
After six games, is that what you're waiting for,
Andy? I think this team has a lot of holes. I don't think the roster is very deep, and I can't tell you that I think it's terribly talented. I think there are some spots that are pretty good. I think the offensive line is pretty good if it's healthy. In fact, I think it's real good if it's healthy. If it's not healthy, cross your fingers. I think the wide receiving group is full of question marks. I think the running back group is full of question marks. I think the tight ends are pretty good because I think Njoku is pretty good. Everybody likes Harold Fanning. Great. I hope he's as good as everybody is getting him hyped up to be, but I'm going to withhold judgment. Really like the defensive line. I do. That to me, if you have to pick one thing about this team, I think it's going to be the lines, both offense and defense. I think the offensive line can get back to what it was a couple of years ago.
They have to stay healthy, though.
Yeah, well, they have as to. Well as that's, I do. That's the bottom line here. And then if they don't, Andy, then the extra depth they signed, the depth that they drafted, that didn't perform real well last year and had some injuries as well, then we're going to have to see if Andrew Berry has done a good job in supplying backup talent there on that line.
When it comes to the coach, you talked about it as you try to sum up the way listeners and fans feel about Kevin Stefanski. I just,
it's hit or miss.
If they don't win five games, I don't know how he comes back. I don't care how much they say swing and a miss, or if they don't show improvement, and what's going to happen is you're still going to have injury, and you just got to fight through it. There are no excuses, and I think no matter what Kevin's done before, I like Kevin. I'd like to see him be the coach here for a long time. I just don't.
The one thing here, Andy,
I don't see it if they don't win. They got to win.
Well, the one thing,
that schedule does not. And someone was like, the laziest take in the world is to say that schedule is going to crush the Browns. Look at the schedule and tell me it's not the first six games. That's not a lazy take, especially when you look at the Pittsburgh game, which is set up to be bad news because they're coming back from London. Maybe they win that first game, and I think that maybe changes everybody's attitude. Beat Cincinnati. And for some reason, Cincinnati seems to be a team that they can take care of, even with Joe Burrow at quarterback.
Well, my hope is that they win two of those first six games. That would be fine. The one thing about Kevin, going into his sixth season, this is the thing to me, and I know that I know when the deal for Deshaun Watson happened, it changed a lot of things and just changed, the approach to a lot of things. But Kevin's got to find consistency in his team because, 11 wins your first year, followed by 8, followed by 7. That's not going well. Then you bounce back with 11 wins again. That's terrific 2 years ago. Then you win 3. Some of that's Deshaun. There's more to it than just Deshaun. And Kevin's got to start winning at a decent clip year after year after year.